This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Tax and money set aside from the 2021 fiscal year budget. Among other things, researchers will look at populations that are vulnerable or marginalized. It's almost Thanksgiving, and that means crowded kitchens with people working overtime to get meals ready for their families. Data from the National Fire Protection Association and National Fire Incident Reporting System shows that the leading cause of home fires and home fire injuries is cooking. U.S. fire departments respond to an average of 166,000 homes every year involving cooking equipment, and Thanksgiving is the leading day for home fires that involve cooking equipment. On Thanksgiving Day, there are four times the average number of home fires occurring. For tips on safe cooking practices, go to NowDecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
It's the third potential coronavirus vaccine. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and it's now also close to being ready. Dr. Munsef Slaoui, the scientific head of the Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed, told ABC's This Week,
"We are ready to start shipping vaccines within 24 hours. From approval."
Now, this third one is being developed in Britain, where Fox's Simon Owen is live.
Dave, European drug maker AstraZeneca says early results from large-scale trials of its vaccine suggest the shot could be up to 90% effective. AstraZeneca's CEO, Pascal Soriot, notes the verdict comes after Pfizer and Moderna in the US also reported encouraging results.
There's no competition, really. We need as many as we can. So we vaccinate a sufficient number of people worldwide, so we stop this pandemic.
The US has already pre-ordered doses of the shot, which is a partnership with Oxford University. Dave?
Simon, there were 142,000 new coronavirus cases reported in the U.S. yesterday, the 20th straight day over 100,000. President-elect Biden keeps building his administration, planning to announce some cabinet picks tomorrow. Fox News confirms Tony Blinken will be Biden's nominee for Secretary of State. But President Trump isn't giving up, still claiming he won.
The Trump campaign, though, is coming up against these deadlines in a number of states to certify election results. The Trump team, meantime, is distancing itself from attorney and former federal prosecutor Sidney Powell, who had alleged this kind of vast international conspiracy to overturn the results of the election. Here's a statement from the Trump team. Sidney Powell is practicing law on her own.
That's Fox's Doug Luzhin. Dominion says no votes were switched, as alleged, in its electronic systems. There was a knife attack last night inside a Baptist church in San Jose, California. Two people are dead, multiple others injured. It happened after the church let the homeless inside to get shelter from cold weather. America's listening to Fox News.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge self-directed investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit merrilledge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Carolers, that's the holiday spirit. Speaking of which, Simply Safe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale. Right now, you can get 40% off a new system and a free camera at simplysafe.com/holiday. That's 40% off the system U.S. News named the best of 2020. Simply Safe protects your whole home 24/7 with monitoring by professionals. The sale ends soon, so go to simplysafe.com/holiday for 40% off and a free camera today.
President Trump gathered with world leaders over the weekend in a virtual G20 summit, telling them he hopes to keep working with them a long time, though President-elect Biden still plans to take over in January, and he wants to bring the U.S. back into the Paris Climate Change Accord, something the president spoke out against again.
The Paris Accord was not designed to save the environment. It was designed to kill the American economy. I refuse to surrender millions of American jobs and send trillions of American dollars to the world's worst polluters.
Now, the coronavirus was also a big topic at the virtual G20.
Around the world, more than 58 million cases of COVID-19 have been recorded, with more than 1.3 million dead. Every country now focused on how to distribute vaccines. The G20 leaders released a final conclusion on this, saying, quote, "We will spare no effort." There affordable and equitable access for all people. There are major concerns over vaccine favoritism based on factors like social status and economic well-being.
That's Fox's Trey Yingst. You may have noticed there's less toilet paper in stores. There were no paper towels at a store I was at the other day.
Here we go again. Remember last spring when we were all in the throes of the initial coronavirus outbreak and all the stores kept running out of essentials, like toilet paper? With the number of COVID-19 cases increasing once more, the paper goods aisles at stores are being emptied as fast as retailers can restock them. Walmart's reporting that they're seeing pockets of lower than normal availability for both TP and cleaning supplies. Chains such as Target and Kroger have imposed purchase limits on certain items. But with 22 states implementing restrictions designed to slow the spread of the virus, panic buying may be the end result. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise to start the week. Dow futures are up nearly 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
You're building a legacy, and you're at a point where you're moving beyond your own financial goals. You're focused on your family's security, giving to a cause you're passionate about, or even starting a foundation. Entrust Busey Wealth Management to maximize your wealth's potential. We'll provide you with the highest level of personalized service with your goals and values at the forefront. Learn more at Busey.com. Busey is proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, member FDIC.
All right. Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 46, and tonight rain and snow possible. Little or no snow accumulation expected, but a low of 37. For Tuesday, cloudy with a high of 50 and a chance of rain throughout. For Wednesday, showers likely, mainly until lunch, mostly cloudy with a high near 58. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 32 degrees and your WSOY time is 7:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday edition of Buyers and Company. This hour, Bill Clevenger will join us, the executive director of the Decatur Park District, Mark Tupper at Tupper on Sports, plus Natalie Beck from the Community Foundation. The company starts now.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday. Hope you are all having a great start to your week. Do you think there's going to be enough snow to warrant the use of the word snow in your forecast? I'm just wondering what the payoff is there.
You know, that I saw that, and when it said little, that's why sometimes I make it a little longer than you like and say little or no snow accumulation expected. But it's coming down. I mean, people are going to look up and they're...
Overnight?
Yeah, tonight we're supposed to see a little bit of it.
Tonight meaning like 7 o'clock or tonight meaning like 1 o'clock in the morning?
Well, you can't have it both ways. You tell me either I can only give you a little or I can give you all of it.
I'm just curious. I don't see it on my, you know, Lindsay and I have had this debate forever about what weather service, you know, you pay attention to. It looks like the precip is going to begin around 10 p.m. this evening and into the early morning hours of tomorrow. Wrapping up by about 6 a.m. by about the time we start this program. So hopefully it comes and goes while you're sleeping and you never even knew it was there.
That's right.
That's best case scenario, right?
Right, yeah. The sun comes up, melts it all away. You had no idea it happened.
All right. Well, good morning and welcome back to the program. We'll give away some gift cards to local restaurants so that you can support by using their carry-out option. And we'll do that courtesy of First Mid coming up in here in just a little bit. Tomorrow, Nick, is the auction. And I have somewhere here a gigantic preview of all of the items that we have to auction off, pages and pages and pages, including the Decatur Park District, an annual golf pass valued at $1,025. That you can use at Hickory Point Golf Course, Red Tail Run. I've got all kinds of like restaurants and retail as we're getting ready for this weekend, which is technically will be Black Friday, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's... Small Business Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then Cyber Monday.
Yeah. Now, doesn't it seem quaint that we would have like just associated a day with those things in the past?
Yeah.
Oh, Monday, get online and shop. Friday, go right. Stand in line and shop. Now, I mean, that's pretty much out the window, right? I mean, the habits and consumption habits have changed.
Yeah, it's been Black Friday for a couple weeks now with all the different deals that have been going on. I bought a ladder or a step stool for $10, like maybe 2.5-3 weeks ago on a Black Friday deal.
Okay, but we've got this local auction, which is great. It's all supporting our local businesses. We got stuff from Fleet Feet. We got all kinds of great stuff. That will be tomorrow. Eric Lee will be in with us, and we'll be doing that from 6 until 9. We always do it that week of Thanksgiving. And then we'll be off Thursday and Friday and then back in the studios ready to go on Monday morning to get, I guess, geared up for Christmas, right? Our tree is up.
Oh, wow. It's showtime.
And has been up for days. And it looks great. I noticed Robert Urbanic, who works for us, and Robert does like everything behind the scenes. He has 6 Christmas trees, and they're all up already.
Oh, my goodness. I don't have a Christmas tree up yet, but it's coming. I think it coincides with like a birthday of my grandma, so we've kind of made a tradition around doing that. But
nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Traditions are good. I think everybody maybe, or some people, I'm not saying Lindsay, I'm just saying some people might just sort of, in the year that we've had, look a little, like, look, let's just do this a little early and enjoy it and get the most out of it that we can.
Oh, yeah, Hallmark is having a banner year, I bet.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Bill Clevenger joins us, the executive director of the Decatur Park District, and he is in each and every Monday morning with us. I hope you had a good weekend, and I hope you have nice and safe plans for this Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah, we do, Brian. I think that, you know, last week we've been dealing with our new mitigations. We took a step backward, so we've had a lot going on around here as far as how we pivot and start doing things a little differently again.
All right, talk to me about the Tier 3 and what that means for the Park District and your activities.
Well, probably the biggest impact for us is at the disc. The change there, locker rooms are closed, indoor activities such as soccer, basketball, any group-type experiences are off right now. So we've pivoted again. Real creative. They're doing outdoor soccer again as long as the weather permits. And, Nick, you can hold that snow off any time. They're back outside trying to do as much as they can do outdoors. The fitness, no group fitness activity. So Tracy is outdoors with Hype for Hikes and the Hit the Pavement program, all outdoors. We're going to be stacking the picnic tables in the center of the big pavilion so that if people want to go out and use the pavilion, they can move out there and do some walking and at least get outside and, you know, get engaged and just feel good about your park system, feel good about trying to get your fitness activity in on a regular basis, just a different way, Brian.
Well, it clearly has been a very mild trek up to Thanksgiving as far as people being able to get outside and enjoy the outdoors. But I think people are looking at it completely different this year. What will the availability be of, like, you know, walking the golf courses or being outside on the bike trail, those kind of things? Will you be looking at that differently this winter than you have in the past?
We sure will. The bike trail, actually, for the first time, you know, our insurance carriers have – they've really frowned on cleaning the bike trail for during snow time. So this winter, we're going to open the bike trails up. We'll be out on those regularly, maintaining them. The golf courses, you know, Hickory Point Golf Course, the last day of operation for this season will be this coming Sunday. So walking out there, go out, park your car, and take a long walk. We now have a bike trail, a bike trail. Well, you could use it as a bike trail. We have a trail all the way around Hickory Point Golf Course now. So people will really be able to utilize that as for walking, jogging, you know, all those kinds of things. Redtail Run will be our golf course for winter golf. And by the way, Brian, golf continues to thrive this year. It's been just outstanding. Last Thursday, you know how windy it was last Thursday. The parking lots were both where they're full. people just want to be outside. They want to be engaged, and golf has really been a beneficiary of that.
Well, it's a safe way that people can get out and get out to nature and do some things. Now, let's talk a little bit about, because there's no ticket required for children under two or free, but there is this deal you have going that I think is going to be really cool. It happens a couple of weekends, but you need to make a reservation. Talk to me a little bit about what you're doing at Hickory Point Golf Course with the trees on the tees, a festival of trees with a twist. How do people sign up for this?
Well, you can go to www.decatur-parks.org, get online. It's almost like making a tea time. We're really going to stress masks. We're going to stress social distancing. We really want everybody to be safe, and we want everybody to be out, walk the golf course, look at the trees. You know, one of the real benefits, Brian, is some of the trees are already lit up. And the Hickory Point Villages are right across from the golf course. And we've had a couple of calls from residents just so enthusiastic about this kind of an event over there. So those are good things to hear. It will be a little different. We want everybody to be safe, but everybody come out and just enjoy the season.
All right. And where do they register?
At www.decatur-parks.org.
Okay, I was looking for that.
Or they can call the office, and we can help them with that.
All right,
422-5911.
Perfect. And then the first hour is going to be dedicated to walkers, correct?
It is.
And then you'll take carts out after that.
Both. The second 2 hours will be for carts and walking, but the first will strictly be walking. And we encourage you, if you have smaller children or anything like that and want to walk, please come out early and get that walk in through the trees.
Okay, what about sledding when we eventually get snow? Is that allowed anywhere?
Absolutely. Scoville Park West, as we call it now, the old Scoville Golf Course, as you well know, some nice hills out there. We really encourage people to come out, sled, cross-country ski. I think one of the opportunities for cross-country skiing might be the new cart path at Hickory Point Golf Course. The Conservation District has long had a cross-country ski experience out there where you can rent the skis. And I know we've had some conversations with them about could somebody, they rent the skis, could they utilize those skis at Hickory Point as well as the Conservation District? So, another example of two agencies working together to create experiences.
Great stuff, Bill. Stay safe. Have a great Thanksgiving. Our best to the family. Bill Clevenger, the executive director of the Decatur Park District. How long has it been since you were on a sled?
I don't know. I would go do it right now if there were snow. I'm guessing it's probably added up to 4 or 5 years.
I'll bet it's been 30 years since I've been on a sled. And not out of some sort of, like, stance.
Right.
you find when you get older, like, you'll go, I haven't done that forever, and there's absolutely no reason why.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't like a design, I make a decision, I'm not sledding.
Yeah, opportunity just never presented itself to,
yes,
to do it, yeah.
But the number, what was originally hole number one there at Scoville Golf Course that has that great big hill leading up to what used to be that elevated green, that's got to be a perfect hill.
Yeah, that would be a blast.
Because there's no trees, there's nothing to run into.
Right.
I mean, there are trees, but you'd have to really get off Sonny Bono, like off track to hit anything. So, why not? I don't have a sled.
Yeah, you can.
Where do you buy sleds?
Hardware stores, and like Walmart's, stuff like that. But
and are they plastic? Are they? I mean,
both. Aluminum and also plastic, and you can get the old school ones with the blades.
That always seemed a little like that was just an accident waiting to happen.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you just need a saucer.
What I know about gravity and slick surfaces, it doesn't seem like blades would be necessary.
No. And don't bring water out there to dump on it and make ice either. The snow is good enough. Just let it
pack down. It's a thing?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much water can you bring?
A cooler worth?
Okay.
Jug worth? I don't know.
That's a lot of water.
It sure is.
If you want to impact the entire hill. All right. I guess we'll do that. That's something we're going to do. Today, I'm doing a Zoom call with Todd Mason about cooking your first turkey. which we'll have available for everyone as we head into this holiday week. You know, there are a lot of people that are sitting at home for the very first time with the daunting task of preparing a Thanksgiving meal because they've always gone to their parents or their grandparents or their whatever family member, right? Mm-hmm. And man, Thanksgiving is a lot to chew, right? I mean, you know, it's not like just, well, we got to cook a steak. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it.
Oh, yeah. And if it's got a centerpiece, you know, the turkey, you get that wrong, it's a bunch of side dishes. And I'm telling you, the opportunity for messing up is pretty high. In this video, knowing Todd, knowing how talented he is in a kitchen, but also how entertaining he is to talk to, I think this will be a video worth watching.
Well, if you need the help, because I don't know the first thing, I honest to God, and I am not somebody that doesn't know his way around a kitchen. Mm-hmm. I can cook and I like cooking, but I have never in my life cooked a turkey.
Hmm. Well, you haven't had to.
No.
And it's not like you just do it on a Wednesday, random 1 week. You're going to get out the whole bag and the baster and all that. It's a lot of work.
I mean, you're talking thermometers. You're talking. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. But we're going to break it down for you a little later today, and that will be available on Atticator.com and throughout all of our social media as well. I was going to talk about politics, but I don't even want to. It's Monday,
yeah,
and it's running its course. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty
yeah.
much.
Yeah, that's
right. Pennsylvania judge over the weekend, the fact that literally when Sidney Powell is too cray-cray for even President Trump's administration and they throw her under the bus over the weekend, Chris Christie coming out, the courts have found nothing. I mean, it's we're limping towards an end game here.
Yeah, there's a couple states certifying their votes today. I believe it's scheduled to Michigan and Pennsylvania, and those are a couple of the big ones.
Yeah, I watched this woman, and I don't know her at all, but last Thursday she was clearly introduced, and even President Trump tweeted about it, you know, her being a part of this team. They're now saying she's not, she literally, and by the way, Rudy Giuliani referred to them as an elite strike force.
What's he talking about?
I don't know. But she went on the Newsmax TV Saturday night claiming widespread voting machine fraud in Georgia and said that the governor of Georgia was complicit. Now, the governor of Georgia is a Republican who is a Trump ally. And then in last week's press conference, I mean, she literally, between George Soros, the Clinton Foundation, and the former Venezuelan president, Hugo Chavez, who's been dead since 2013. I mean, it was cray-cray stuff.
She was on Newsmax doing that?
Oh, there was a press conference last week where she was doing that. Standing aside, Giuliani the whole team, Jenna Ellis, and then now Jenna Ellis and Rudy Giuliani are saying, no, she's not part of us, even though they were standing next to her, and Trump tweeted with her name in there as part of their great team, and even they now kind of, I think some of this stuff looks just so silly, have said, nope, we're throwing you right under the bus. So this is just a matter of when, not if, at this point, and hopefully the nation will move on. I genuinely hope.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the sentiment, most of the nation has moved on. I mean, they don't care less about their values or what it is that they want or care about. It's just the up in arms and the roar has come down considerably.
You think it has?
Yeah, for sure.
And what makes you say that? I mean, your world, your sphere, what you see?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, just the different types of images, my own personal eyes, a lot of the conversations that I've had that have been supporters, outward supporters of Donald Trump are kind of saying, hey, look, we, you know, this is what this is. Hopefully, you know, just a lot of common sense. And I did see one thing in public, and I hope to remember to tell you this, so I will now. I was at the grocery store this weekend, and I saw 100% mask compliance, and there's one mask in particular I wanted to tell you about.
Okay.
There's an individual walking up and down the aisles telling just about anybody who would listen that they didn't want to be wearing a mask. They were mad about it, okay? But they had a mask on that said freedom with some tape over it. Point being is that even though they don't want anything to do with it, they're fighting it tooth and nail. Their mask is a symbol of anti-freedom and suppression. They're still wearing a mask. I mean, so the saturation point is starting to go. I mean, that right there was my favorite mask to see, and I was happy to see it for that reason.
Can I give you the other side,
sure,
of that argument?
Mm-hmm.
Because I understand your optimism around seeing people, even if they don't want to,
yep,
going mm-hmm. along. The problem is that they're going along because there's now a fine in place,
right. Oh, yeah,
for public behavior. Private behavior isn't going to change,
nope,
and they're still going to be the one with 30 people over on Thanksgiving Day and still going to be the one that keeps spreading this stuff in the community,
mm-hmm,
and that's the downside. You know, the mask isn't the be-all, end-all of what people are doing in their private behavior, and as long as the private behavior continues, because then, you know, if you work at a place with a lot of employees,
mm-hmm,
you know, it's not like Neuhoff Media where we know exactly how many people have tested positive or who's home quarantining. And that person then is at a party with 30 people on Thursday and shows up to work on Monday and still kind of skirts that's how this stuff continues.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's not a symbol of victory by any means, because you're right. There are going to be Thanksgiving parties. Fort Lauderdale, one of my friends who lives there yesterday said that their bars are in shambles. I mean, like hundreds of people packed in with dancing and live music, and that still is going to continue. But now the opportunity to maybe go out to a store and do some of these other things are going to be a little safer and a little more mindful. And yes, because of fines, not because of personal choice.
Right. And so, you know, mm-hmm, it's almost like it is a preordained thing to happen with the restaurants who say we're going to defy the orders. And so what kind of customer base does that attract? The people who want to defy the orders. It's like just a perfect mm-hmm. meld of like how this thing continues to spread, because it's going to attract the very people who are living as if none of this is going on at all.
Yeah, and it creates an illusion like, man, we're so much busier than we ever have been and stuff like that, that, you know, kind of gives you a different sense of what's actually happening.
No, but what you're attracting are mm-hmm. the very last people in the world you want to be attracting, because they are probably more than likely to have this because they're just living life as if nothing is going on whatsoever.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
But I'm glad to see the you know, artistic expression is important.
Right. That guy before is the type of guy running around without a mask, being loud in your space and all that. So, I mean,
he's running around without a mask and being loud in your space everywhere he can,
right,
without getting fined.
Right, but not when I'm picking out cilantro.
Yes.
So I'll
you
take
are
that
cilantro
mic.
Shopping safe.
Yes.
All right, we've got to take a break. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Today is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 46, and tonight expect some rain and maybe a tiny amount of snow, a low of about 37. For Tuesday, cloudy with a high of 50 and a chance of rain, and Wednesday, showers likely up until around lunchtime, otherwise mostly cloudy and a high of 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 30 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:27.
You've heard of United Way, but do you know the impact they have on our community? Find out more about the United Way and why your involvement is so important every Thursday at 8:30 a.m. on Byers & Company with the United Way Update. The United Way of Decatur and Mid-Illinois is working for a community in which everyone has the opportunity to be self-sufficient, whether that be ensuring that no family goes hungry, a child succeeds in school, or emergency and crisis assistance is always available. Listen to the United Way Update every Thursday, presented by Tate and Lyle, improving lives for generations.
Memorial Health Systems and Decatur Memorial Hospital have created a COVID-19 dashboard to increase public awareness about hospitalizations in our community.
When Decatur Memorial's got somewhere between 25% and 35% of our inpatients are COVID positive, that's putting tremendous strain on the system. The science on this is very clear. Wearing a mask, social distancing works.
Find the dashboard at choosememorial.org/COVID-19 and listen to the podcast with DMH CEO Drew Early at nowdecatur.com.
Hi, this is JR from Speed Lube, and we know if you've got a diesel truck, you love it and want to take good care of it. And there is no better way than with Shell Rotella Motor Oil from Speed Lube. Whether you need T5 synthetic blend or T6 full synthetic oils for your truck, Speed Lube has you covered. And we will have you back on your way faster than anyone with no appointment necessary. And should your truck need more, we at Speed Lube can handle that too. But keep your diesel truck powering along at its best with Shell Rotella Motor Oil, and your next oil change is Speed Lube, with 6 Decatur area locations to serve you.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Brass Horn will be part of our auction tomorrow. I was just looking at that. Not only the Brass Horn, the Brass Horn 2. You got a $100 gift certificate. I love these deals, Nick. These are the best. Just $70.
Oh, my goodness.
So you get $100 for $70.
Yep. That, and then you combine that with a sale, and you're double divin.
Absolutely. So if you're smart, tune in tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. I'll be hosting, along with Eric Lee and Nick Smith, our holiday auction. And you can go to nowdecatur.com for more details. We'll take a break for stories and news. Back with more right after this.
This is Shiloh with your stories now. Land of Lincoln Credit Union has announced all LLCU offices throughout Central Illinois will close lobbies to the public and begin operating as drive-up only facilities beginning Monday, November 30th, until further notice. LLCU says the decision was made to optimize the safety of its staff and the community. During this lobby closure time, LLCU will continue to see members by appointment as needed. The Illinois Department of Labor is warning about the dangers of carbon monoxide poisoning at the workplace, especially during the fall and winter months. Some of the most common sources of CO exposure at work are internal combustible engines such as vehicles, generators, and forklifts, says department spokesperson Mike Matulis.
Employers should really make sure that they have ventilation systems in areas where carbon monoxide could be a concern. Likewise, they might actually even want to prohibit the use of gasoline-powered tools and go with something that's electric or battery-powered if they have an area where it is a big concern.
The early signs of carbon monoxide poisoning include tightness in the chest, fatigue, headaches, drowsiness, and nausea. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Trump campaign's attempt to overturn election results in some states won by Joe Biden may be running out of time. Dozens of court rulings have gone against them, and results are due to be certified today in Michigan and Pennsylvania, Nevada tomorrow.
There are still outstanding legal challenges in Georgia, Nevada, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Team Trump says they have no intention to let these go. A big defeat for the president in Pennsylvania when a longtime conservative Republican judge ruled against the president's attempt to stop the certification of ballots.
Fox's David Spunt. Several people are stabbed, with at least two dead, at a church in San Jose, California.
It is unclear right now if a suspect is in custody. Police tell us there were no services taking place at the time of the stabbing, but that homeless individuals had been brought to the church to get them out of the cold. Two people have been killed, and a number of others are seriously hurt.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. America's listening to Fox News.
You're building a legacy, and you're at a point where you're moving beyond your own financial goals. You're focused on your family's security, giving to a cause you're passionate about, or even starting a foundation. Entrust Busey Wealth Management to maximize your wealth's potential. We'll provide you with the highest level of personalized service with your goals and values at the forefront. Learn more at Busey.com. Busey is proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
As communities continue to respond to COVID-19, SIU Center for Family Medicine wants to remind you to mask up, wash your hands, and social distance. 6 feet. If you are being COVID tested, you must quarantine until you receive a negative test result, because this ensures the safety of others. If you are experiencing COVID-19 symptoms like shortness of breath, fever, or a cough, call 217-545-5100. Our pandemic health workers can help you get the resources you need. Do your part. Mask up, wash your hands, and social distance. 6 feet.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today is going to be mostly sunny with a high of 46, and tonight we might see a little bit of rain and possibly a tiny amount of snow, a low of about 37. For Tuesday, cloudy with a high of 50 and chance of rain throughout. Wednesday brings showers up until around lunchtime, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 32 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:33.
T
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome back. Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Let's start with Illini football and a big win over Nebraska.
No kidding, Brian. Illinois football fans got a really nice surprise Saturday if they tuned in to see Illinois play Nebraska. Illinois came in at 1-3, so there was not a lot of expectations. They were non-competitive in the opener against Wisconsin. They competed but lost to Purdue. They were destroyed by Minnesota. And then they did win by 3 at Rutgers the week before. And then Saturday at Nebraska, they played the best complete game in the 5 years of the Lovie Smith era. They were really good start to finish and dominated Nebraska 41-23. You know, it seems like the Monday after any game, we're always listing the things that they didn't do well. But this week, I can easily come up with a list of what they did do well. They were the physically superior, physically more aggressive football team. They flew to the ball on defense, and they tackled people. They created 5 turnovers, 3 interceptions, 2 fumble recoveries. For the second week in a row, they had 2 backs rush for more than 100 yards, Mike Epstein and Chase Brown. Brandon Peters returned to start at quarterback after missing 3 games. He was solid, efficient, throwing and occasionally running. They were good on special teams, including a punt fake that picked up a first down. This was the kind of a performance that we hope to see in year 5 with Lovie's most experienced team, but we had not seen this. Now, can they repeat it? You know, it's going to be really hard this week when they host Ohio State Saturday at 11 o'clock. Ohio State is unbeaten and ranked number 3 in the country. But the game also raises another question. What the heck has happened to Nebraska football? You know, Nebraska, this was one of the great programs in America, very proud program, 5 national championships, routinely posting double-digit wins. They have an 85,000-seat stadium, and they've sold out 375 consecutive games until this season when they're not selling tickets. I'm sure it's very frustrating and very disappointing for their fans. At least the team didn't hear boos because there was no fans in the stands. So best performance by Illinois in 5 years. They were very impressive on Saturday.
All right, Illini basketball and the NFL with Mark Tupper on the other side of the break. It's brought to you by Staley Credit Union. We go everywhere you go.
With record low inventory, low interest rates, and climbing demand, this isn't a buyer's or a seller's market. This is everyone's market. Now's the time to start planning your next move. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, Brinkhotter Realtors has the team and resources you need to get started. Call 217-875-0555 or visit Brinkhotter.com today. Our technology, expertise, and network is your powerful advantage.
Find your way home. Brinkhotter.com.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, Illini basketball.
Well, I've been so excited about the start of the college basketball season on Wednesday, and I know I'm not alone. So much interest in an Illini team that opens the season ranked number 8 in the country. But each step along the way, I have tried to stress that because of the virus, this is a fragile, dicey dynamic that could submarine any game, any team without notice. And so it is for this 4-team, 3-day mini tournament Illinois is hosting at the State Farm Center Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week. The best opponent Illinois was scheduled to play, Wright State, and that's a team that won 25 games last year. They're the preseason pick to win the Horizon League. They already have pulled out due to COVID's effect on their roster, and they will be replaced by a not very good Chicago State team. Scott Nagy, the Wright State coach, said the combination of COVID positives and contact tracing leaves them with only 6 available players. And he said they would definitely play Illinois with 6 players, or they would try, but they couldn't realistically play 3 games in 3 days with only 6 players. So that they had to be replaced. And the new schedule keeps the same time slots, with all the games being televised by the Big Ten Network and broadcast here on WSOY. So it's Wednesday, Illinois versus North Carolina A&T at 1 o'clock. Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, Illinois versus Chicago State at 11 a.m. And Friday, Illinois versus Ohio at noon. All of this is said, assuming the competing teams stay healthy, right? And we cross our fingers and hope for that. In the NFL, I thought it was a really fun weekend from the NFL. The Steelers go to 9-0. The Colts beat Green Bay 34-31 in overtime. The Bears were off this weekend. And the Sunday night game was a really good one. Kansas City edging the Raiders 35-31. And then tonight it's the LA Rams in Tampa Bay, another potentially good one. So good weekend.
All right, Mark, enjoy your day. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right. It's interesting when you think about how far we are in this year. Does it feel like the year has gone by quickly, or does it feel like it has just been, I feel like I have two thought processes going on simultaneously. Like, one is, I can't believe it's Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is, this is the longest year of my life. Can you have those at the same time?
Yeah, because what's happening is the thought that it's the longest year of your life is because you're still stuck in something big, something that you haven't been able to shake. So that thing is drug on and on and on. But because we've been so occupied with all of it, you look up and you fast forward and you've got your Castaway beard and you've been going, you know, for seemingly 24 years on this thing. And so those two things can happen concurrently for sure.
All right. That's just the way I feel. I don't know if anybody
else feels
that way.
Everybody is feeling that way. And weirdly, I'm not a guy that sits and keeps track of days and weeks and holds on to them. And for me, this is the fastest calendar year that I've ever experienced in my entire life.
Yeah. And that will only get faster every year you're alive.
Well, maybe next year I'm setting a new record, but
No. Seriously, and this is a simple scientific equation. In fact, so simple, I'm not even sure the word scientific belongs in the description. When you are 5 years old, a year is one-fifth of your life.
For sure.
When you are 54 years old, it's 1/54th. And so time takes on a different sort of – does that make any sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm getting a smaller slice each year.
It's the same amount of time.
Right.
It's just in total. The
cumulative
effect is much less.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Yeah. All right. Natalie Beck is going to join us from the Community Foundation on the other side of the Marquee Coffee Break. Marquee Coffee. The official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
You've heard of United Way, but do you know the impact they have on our community? Find out more about the United Way and why your involvement is so important. Every Thursday at 8:30 a.m. on Byers & Company with the United Way Update. The United Way of Decatur and Mid-Illinois is working for a community in which everyone has the opportunity to be self-sufficient, whether that be ensuring that no family goes hungry, a child succeeds in school, or emergency and crisis assistance is always available. Listen to the United Way Update every Thursday, presented by Tate and Lyle. Improving lives for generations.
I mask up because I want to keep my patients, my colleagues, my family, my friends, and myself safe.
I wear a mask because I want to protect my patients, family, and friends.
I mask up because it helps prevent the spread of the virus and keeps respiratory droplets contained.
The SIU Center for Family Medicine masks up for our community, and you should too.
Hi, JR here from Speed Lube, and I'm just like you. I don't like waiting around for something to get done either. At Speed Lube, we pride ourselves in offering you the best customer service experience in as little time needed, featuring quality Pennzoil motor oil. Speed Lube and Pennzoil are two names you can trust to keep your vehicle running at tip-top shape regardless of the weather. Stop in and visit us at any of our six convenient Decatur area locations or our shops in Lincoln and Clinton, and get your Pennzoil oil change today at Speed Lube.
November, the month of Thanksgiving, a time to reflect on our blessings. This year, the staff at Shop on Main is especially grateful and says thank you for supporting them. Thank you for checking Shop on Main first for unique selection of apparel. Thank you for loving their jewelry, gloves, wraps, and even the new fashion accessory, the mask. And thank you for purchasing gifts, holiday, and home decor. Open 10 to 5 weekdays, 10 to 4 on Saturday, at 407 North Main Street. Shop on Main, modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Once upon a time, it dressed so fine. Through the
Back here on a Monday. Good morning and welcome. Natalie Beck joins us from the Community Foundation, and we welcome you to the program. It's great to have you with us. You guys have been handing out all kinds of like awards and recognitions following your Instagram account, just recognizing people all over our community.
We thank you. Good morning, Brian. Yes, we'll be doing that over the next 2 weeks. We normally have, but just like everyone, has been canceled, Do Something Great awards ceremony. That's always in November for National Philanthropy Day. And so we'll be doing those virtually, surprising people. And we'll have about 15 awards to get out there. So very excited to do that and very excited to honor. So far we've honored Christine Harshman, who's with Milliken and was nominated by Webster Cantrell for just outstanding compassion and getting out there and helping her students and people she's never met, just supplying food when they were waiting for their supplemental income to come in. And then Shamika Madison was honored CEO of the year for a nonprofit organization for her first year, which is amazing, with the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. And then, of course, last week we talked about the Danny Rubin Cater Fund and what you guys are doing with that. And then I heard afterwards that it made its way to the governor's office. Tell me what happened. When was this announced, and when did the governor talk about this?
We announced the fund on Thursday. Of course, unfortunately, Danny passed on November 3rd, and she was originally from Mount Zion. The governor's office, and in conjunction with our mayor, Julie Moore, heard about the family. Julie was able to get that news to the governor. The family, which, you know, I was in tears, on the day of Danny's funeral, they went on live TV or streaming with Governor Pritzker, and just really they are still Danny's parents, Bob and Tina, and her surviving husband, Tim, trying to get the word out, because they do really feel that pulse oximeter is so key to monitoring your blood oxygen levels. And they went on live TV on the worst day of their life and asked people to wear their masks, stay home, monitor symptoms, everything they can do. And I will share that fund right now, just since Thursday, is at $26,000 that have been donated. And so we will be ordering this week the first 1,000 of those care kits to be distributing to people here in Macon County after they test positive.
And how will those be distributed, Natalie?
Well, because amazingly, you know, we have this always behind the scenes. So Drew Early at DMH and Tanya Andrick at Crossing with Dr. Dana Ray, we're going to first start with a drive-through at Crossing, a new opportunity for the community that they'll be announcing. So those will start hopefully December 7th, I believe, that will start on that Monday, the drive-through. And if you've tested positive, much like you're doing right now with your test, no contact, we will have those there. Free for people, and I will share that Danny's family's coming that first day to hand them out all day, because they do want, again, that's how they're getting through this, and they want to be part of this education campaign and keeping people safe. And then beyond that, we will be working with the hospital, starting with DMH, and getting them to people free. We're just trying to get these out there, because along with the pulse oximeter is a thermometer and some tracking devices and some breathing exercises and just things that when you're told to stay home might give you a little peace of mind. What am I looking for?
Right. And I remember Kevin talking about that, because Tanya had, I think, dropped one off at his house.
And, yeah.
You know, because, and it wasn't even, you know, Nick and I have been covering this for a long time, and I didn't realize that, you know, this piece of technology basically was out there and you could monitor that. I don't think Danny's parents or family knew that either. And then the idea that they've turned this incredible tragedy into an effort into help and save others, it's so admirable. You know, no one would blame them for just wanting to crawl up and hate the world right now for losing a 30-year-old daughter and a wife, but they're turning it into something positive to impact other people's health. It's just so admirable. I don't know that I'd have the strength to do that, but that's what they're doing, and it's pretty amazing. And thank you for being the conduit for making all of this happen. It's pretty amazing stuff. What will you guys be doing between now and the end of the year? What else is on the table for the Community Foundation?
Well, on Saturday, we served 200 meals, which was an amazing feat in itself with all the restrictions. And, you know, bless the city health department and everything. We were kind of allowed to still do that. We reduced our numbers. We got food licenses. Dr. Sherrod is amazing, and I can't say enough about her. And these kids in our YLA program, they got it done along with First Baptist Church of Decatur. And, I mean, I went along and delivered them, and it's the best feeling I've had in a long time. The joy when we showed up at places like Carriage House and Dove and Salvation Army and Oasis. People need help. They need to be seen where they are. There's a lot of mental illness out there. A lot of people, you know, we talk about, oh, we can't be with our family members. These people have nothing on Thanksgiving. No one. It's not. They're just looking for a place to be safe that day. So the Thanksgiving meals that were delivered Saturday, amazing. And I just can't say enough about that. Of course, we'll be ringing bells on December 4th at two locations trying to help the Salvation Army recover not only from, you know, restrictions, but also a coin shortage. I mean, that seems like everything is going against that event, which is so crucial to them for their fundraising. And then just our normal, our fourth quarter is our busiest time. So we're just trying to get through it and help people and serve our community as best we can.
Well, we really appreciate you, Natalie, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Our best to your family, and keep up the great work. Natalie Beck from the Community Foundation. Nick, they just do amazing work. Follow them on Instagram. It's fun. I mean, they do a really good job there. They live well in that space.
Yeah, they live well in all spaces, Brian. I mean, you're right. The way that they're visually and the way they communicate what they're doing is awesome, but at the actual work is unbelievable. And maybe I have overlooked them to some degree, but it just seems like they are everywhere now. I mean, maybe more than they have been. Maybe they've always been doing this, but it feels like a full push into the community right now where we need it, you know, most, with racial equity, with coronavirus, with helping businesses and helping individuals and people. I mean, something that we take for granted so often, you know, just where the next meal is coming from. So they're amazing, and they should give themselves an award when they're handing out all these on Instagram.
Really. Yeah, I agree. Welcome to the Xfinity Black Friday sales event with the big savings you want on the internet and mobile you need to stay connected this holiday season. Welcome to fast, reliable internet and mobile with nationwide 5G on the most reliable network. Welcome your winter wonderland of web surfing, video gaming, family connecting, Black Friday awesome. Because now, for a limited time, you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile together for only $35 a month when you get Internet for 12 months with a one-year agreement and mobile with the 1-gig wireless data option. And you can get a $200 prepaid card. Plus, ask how to get up to $300 off eligible phones for big savings of up to $500. Don't miss out on these incredible Black Friday savings. Visit Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Internet offer requires paperless billing and auto pay. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After term regular rates apply based on root metrics by IHS Market Root Score Reports 2H2020 of 4 mobile networks. Here is Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 46, and tonight we're expecting a little precipitation that might be a mix of rain and snow, little or none expected to accumulate. For Tuesday, cloudy with a high near 50 and chances of rain throughout. Wednesday, you might wake up to some rain. It'll be otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 58. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 32 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:52.
You've heard of United Way, but do you know the impact they have on our community? Find out more about the United Way and why your involvement is so important every Thursday at 8:30 a.m. on Byers & Company with the United Way Update. The United Way of Decatur and Mid-Illinois is working for a community in which everyone has the opportunity to be self-sufficient, whether that be ensuring that no family goes hungry, a child succeeds in school, or emergency and crisis assistance is always available. Listen to the United Way Update every Thursday, presented by Tate and Lyle, improving lives for generations. As communities continue to respond to COVID-19, SIU Center for Family Medicine wants to remind you to mask up, wash your hands, and social distance. 6 feet. If you are being COVID tested, you must quarantine until you receive a negative test result because this ensures the safety of others. If you are experiencing COVID-19 symptoms like shortness of breath, fever, or a cough, call 217-545-5100. Our pandemic health workers can help you get the resources you need. Do your part. Mask up, wash your hands, and social distance. 6 feet.
We mask for our customers, our staff, and the community.
This is Todd and Angie Mason of the Beach House.
Right now is a difficult time for restaurants and businesses like ours. We are all frustrated and tired of this pandemic.
But frustration and anger won't make it go away. The only way to help our community and our local restaurants is to practice social distancing, proper hand washing,
and to wear a mask when you're in public. If everyone did their part, we could not only save local businesses, but save lives. Isn't that worth it?
Please do your part and wear a mask.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
There's something happening here. Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. We are live on is it the sun shining, Nick?
Yeah, it looks good outside right now, for sure.
I'm going to ignore that part in your forecast about the whole overnight snow thing. We have an In-N-Out Burger crisis in this country. How does it stack up? I mean, there are so many things that to me are overrated.
No, it's the best in terms of just chain burgers. It's my favorite.
What makes it your favorite?
I don't know. Just the taste, the experience, the look, the whole thing. Being in California, I don't know.
Okay, but being in California might be a big part of it. I don't know.
No, it's good. I really do like it, honestly.
So if I were to like just do it like a Google search of literally, you know, the best hamburgers in America, and I'm talking about chain stores, not like, I mean, here we have Crackles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or we have, you know, everyone's town has that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And then you have the chains.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been, I think, disappointed by the hype around the chains. Like, I do not understand why the chicken sandwich from whatchamacallit? Chick-fil-A is so coveted.
It's very good.
It's okay.
Nah, it's very good it's good. I like Chick-fil-A. Whenever I would fly to Atlanta, not on Sundays, mind you, I've been eating Chick-fil-A for like 10 years, so it's 15 years. I like it a lot, actually.
Okay. I don't dislike it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think you can have a realistic sense of where it really stacks up as far as good food versus the hype.
Well, I call that phenomenon good but not good. And that's where you can say, hey, this pizza, it's good, but in the grand scheme of things, it's really not that good. There's always a higher level. I mean, all of these things are good, but not good at the same time.
Okay. But what I guess what I'm looking for is what is so special about In-N-Out. I mean, but did you see the story about what happened?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh. I mean, why would it produce a 14-hour line? And there's nothing that good. I mean, there's not anything on earth.
Was it an opening?
Good.
Like a brand new?
Yes.
Okay, then that would explain it. I mean, it's you're waiting for it, especially in these times where you're like, this is a new experience. I understand it. 14 hours is extreme. I wouldn't do it, but I understand it.
There were cops were called to control crowds. There was at least one fight. And I just ask myself, I mean, is there a burger on earth that's worth 14 hours and a fist fight? And my answer would quickly be, of course not.
No, for sure not. No, I mean, I get the weight. I mean, collecting their T-shirts, you know, their shakes, all that different stuff. It's part of the Americana experience, but not 14 hours worth.
14 hours to me would be the breaking point on a vaccine at this point. I mean, let alone a hamburger.
Right. Yeah, just line back up tomorrow on the vaccine. 14's too long.
I'm just saying there's a threshold. I do not understand. But I'm also somebody who doesn't understand people that camp out overnight to win things or to buy things, when a new pair of Jordans come out, whatever it might be. I don't understand. I have the opposite DNA to that, where other people will lump into that mentality of like, oh, I go the other direction.
I'm about halfway. Like I would probably skew towards willing to wait in line, but I have a threshold. Like I'll get up at 5 a.m. to go wait for an Xbox, I get up that time now. But I mean, back in the day, I'd be in line for an Xbox.
It's not getting up early. That's not what I'm saying.
No.
If you tell me that there is a mile wrapped around the mall four times that's 2 miles long of people waiting to get a hamburger. I can't believe there's that many people that would do that.
I wouldn't do that. You might see me be willing to do 4 or 5 hours. Just because it's doing a thing, I mean, having known I've already eaten the burger, but it's like, hey, they're in our town. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to be part of the thing.
Yeah, they opened two locations, Aurora and where we were in September, Colorado Springs. And so if you're in that area, I'd wait a couple weeks because it'll sort itself out, right?
Yeah, I've got family that lives in Aurora, so I'll have to ask. That's also where they had the Dark Knight shooting many, many years ago, Aurora.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the In-N-Out, they had now have locations in Nevada, Arizona, Utah, Texas, and Oregon, and now they're going to open these two and then seven more locations in Colorado.
Keep coming east, please.
I mean, to me, this is now the version of Coors. You know, you couldn't get it here because it was illegal, and then they make the Smokey and the Bandit movie, and then everybody has to have the banquet beer. We've got to take a break for top-of-the-hour stories and news. When we get back here, we'll visit with Kyle May and Tanya Andrews from Crossing. Don't go anywhere. News and stories are next.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiloh with your stories now. Illinois public health officials are reporting 10,012 newly confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 76 additional confirmed deaths. The Illinois Department of Public Health has reported more than 10,000 confirmed and probable cases each day for four consecutive days. Macon County reported a total of seven deaths and 284 new cases over the weekend from Friday to Sunday. The total number of cases in Macon County is 5,985.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.